Lance Mackey left Unalakleet late last night as a crowd of fans from the town looked on. At this point in the race, the mushers are working on extremely little sleep. Before taking off on his run up the coast to Nome, Mackey took his first nap in several days. When he woke up, he said he actually felt worse, but he says staying alert on the trail hasn't been a problem.
Been just thinking about what's going on. That's enough adrenaline to keep anybody awake.
What are you thinking?
What color truck I want.
The Iditarod champion gets a new Dodge truck and $69,000. Mackey's chief rival in years past, Jeff King, says sleep has been an issue for him this year, mostly because he feels like he needs more of it than some of his competitors.
No, I have not been sleeping too much, not nearly as much as I want. And it may be the limiting factor in keeping up with some of these guys.
The winner of last month's Yukon Quest, Sebastian Schnula, is well acclimated to the sleeplessness that comes with the sport.
Well, sleep is kind of not happening anymore. I think sleep is going to be over here.
APRN's Annie Fite caught up with Schnula at the Unalakleet checkpoint.
It was well into the minus temperatures in the middle of the night as Schnula began feeding his dogs.
This is just a mixture of beef and horse meat. And then commercial dry food. So I'm kind of doing this funky mix of everything.
Schnula also poured fish oil and canola oil into the meal for added calories. His dogs ate enthusiastically, and Schnula stopped to give each one individual attention as he spooned the food into their plastic bowls. One of the first dogs up the line was Austin.
I used to drive a dog team comprised of dogs on the pound. He's the only one left.
Schnula still has other pound dogs at home, but Austin is the last one strong and fast enough to make the Quest and Iditarod.
You know, obviously with my speed having gone up over the years, the quality of dog has gone up. And he's the only guy still hanging in there, good old Austin. I love that dog.
This is Schnula's fifth Iditarod. He has had a steady rise in the standings since he first completed the race in 38th place in 2005. Last year, he was 10th, and last month, he surprised the mushing world by winning the Yukon Quest. Schnula lives near Whitehorse, Yukon, where the Quest started this year, but was born in Germany. He says he loves bonding with the dogs out on the trail. To make the point, he tells the story of a dog named Yonder he got last fall.
He's a real shy freak. Like a real shy dog. And I only got him in September, and I didn't have much hope he would make my team. But then already in the Quest, once he made the Quest team, he completely changed his demeanor. Like he's actually really lovable now. And it's so nice to see a dog come out of its shell and develop, which is really a big part of running those long races. The intensity of what we do, you don't do that at home. It develops a whole different meaning of trusting them, like both of us mutually. Oh, this is cold.
Yeah. Schnula dips his bare fingers into the icy food mixture.
Oh, my fingers are already so short. They were frostbitten already in the Quest. You know, every time I redo this, it's like, But it's only like three more days, so suck it up. That's all I see, just suck it up.
All of the dogs on Schnula's team ran the Quest last month, a remarkable feat considering the grueling races are less than 2 weeks apart. As he feeds a dog named Popcorn, he reflects on all those miles he's watched the team ahead of him.
I've looked at those dog bums for the same old ones for so many thousand miles now.
Schnula says his dogs have yet to miss a meal. He says his strategy for the team the rest of the way to Nome is simple. Eat, sleep, pull. In Unalakleet, I'm Annie Fite.